Mortgage Mom here with some tips and advice for you. Do you have some debt that you'd like to get rid of? Credit cards, student loans, personal loans, car loans. Hey, do you own an RV and you want to get rid of that too? Just depends on what kind of equity you have in your property, but I don't want you to be worried that your interest rate right now on your first mortgage is so low that you don't want to get rid of it. I have a blended rate calculator and we're going to look and see what are you paying for all of your debts. I'll bet you anything that my rate on a new mortgage is going to be lower than what you're paying in everything combined right now. Give me a call. Let's do that. Let's go through it together. You can reach me at my office at 844-935-3634. And hey, when you call, be prepared. Have those statements in front of you. Know what you owe. Know what those interest rates are. And let's put that calculator to good use.
You can always text Mom at 474747 to get to the Mortgage Mom, Debbie Marcoux. She's here for you. She lends for you. The phone number is there too at 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. That's 844-935-3634. But how about we do a level one text right now?
Okay, let's do it. And you know, why are you calling it a level one text?
You'll see.
Okay.
From the 951, they ask, what is the minimum credit score to qualify?
Okay, so that's a great question.
A level one question,
yeah,
right?
There you go. Honestly, there is no actual minimum credit score to qualify. It really depends on the loan program that we're going to put you in. What program that we put you in depends on what credit score you need. So, you know, if you might need to have, for a conventional loan, you have to have at least a 620 credit score. For an FHA, there really is no minimum. Usually, I haven't ever seen one get approved under a 520. But to get down to 520 and get that loan approved, you do have to have a good amount of equity in your home, or you need to have a really large down payment. So it really depends on the person. We do have alternate loans. We call them non-QM or non-qualified mortgages. And, you know, those are basically alternative financing. Or if you go way back in the day, people used to call them subprime. Very, very similar. We do have those as well that will allow a lower credit score. So it just depends on the scenario. Obviously, the lower that your credit score is, typically you need to have a bigger down payment or more equity in your home. But we can definitely help just about everybody.
And don't let any of these big words scare you. The Mortgage Mom has a webinar online on YouTube that you can watch, right?
I do. So I actually have two that go through different loan programs. Like I just mentioned, there's a bank statement program for self-employed borrowers. There's a no ratio program for investment property owners, so investors. We have, you know, I go through conventional FHA, USDA, all of the big loans that you need to know about, FHA, VA, all of them. So that's all up on YouTube. That's at my channel on Mortgage Mom Radio.
Okay, another text message here. Text the word MOM to 474747. Some people are groggy. I know it's early. And using the phone is such a historical thing these days. People aren't used to calling.
People don't want to call. They don't want to be on air. They're kind of quiet. But I'll tell you what, the text messages and the emails really do blow up. And we love that. We want to do it, the way you want to do it, which is totally fine. Just get those questions over. Let us get them answered for you so that you can move on and get everything started. Get your first home started or, you know, that refinance going. So, you know, let's do this. What's our first question, Barry?
From the OC, the 714, we just purchased our first home. Congratulations. Our mortgage is $1,950 a month, so we up it every month to $2,000. That's smart.
Yeah, very good.
My question is, when we apply the excess payment, is it more beneficial to apply it to the principal or to the escrow?
Okay, so escrow or your impound account, and it's called both, is for your taxes and your insurance. So it wouldn't really make sense to up the amount that you're applying towards your escrow or impound balance since they've already calculated what you need to collect per month for that. So it would make more sense to actually apply that to the principal balance so that you are paying the loan down quicker, which also is reducing the interest that you're paying on the loan as well. So definitely if they're going to make some extra payments per month and increase the amount that they pay every month, it should be applied to the principal balance.
Okay, let's get to that one tricky question now, okay? The one we got earlier about the thing that we talked about. Here's a text message from 714. They said, I live in the OC area and I've been studying flipping homes for over a year. And I'm looking for someone to mentor me and work with me on doing my first 10 flips. When it comes to contracts and clauses, I'm lost.
Okay.
So what do you suggest?
So I definitely, this one actually came in last week and
this one's a doozy.
It's not a doozy. It's just, I actually get this quite often and it's something that I just want everybody to understand. So when you are going, so let me back up. There's a lot of programs out there that will actually get you to invest a large sum of money to take their program or their training to do a flip. And a lot of people want to be investors and they want to buy property and they think that they're going to make a buck doing it. And, you know, investing your money into a program like that to learn how to do it, a lot of times that's just money out the door, in my opinion. Then, you know, if you're not a contractor and you don't know exactly what it's going to cost you to fix up that home, so when you walk through that property that you want it to be the flip, if you cannot identify very, very easily what those costs are going to be associated with flipping that home, with doing the rehab and turning it over and selling it, it's going to be very, very difficult to do that and make money. So, you know, you have to remember, in my personal opinion, and this is just my opinion, if you are not a real estate agent or a contractor who can walk into a home, know the value of the home, how much under market it is, how much money needs to go into it, how much it's going to cost you to do it, and what it'll be worth when it's done, it's very, very difficult to be successful at flipping. So, you know, this guy's actually on the right path in saying he wants somebody that's going to mentor him through it because he's never done it before. That's actually very, very smart. But at the same time, it doesn't sound like he has a lot of experience in those pieces. And it's very difficult to be good at it and know that you're going to actually get your money back and some. I can't even tell you how many stories that I've had, how many people have called that have said, I'm in the middle of this project. I can't get the house sold. It's turned out to be more than what I anticipated. I'm losing money. And they don't ever end up in the positive side of that flip. They end up really negative. It takes everything they've got. They spend everything they have available and credit cards, and they still never finish the home. And they're just in this bad situation that we find that we're pulling money out of a personal residence so that they can complete it because they've just got to get it done. They've got to get it sold. They've got to get it off the books. It's killing them. They're carrying this house. So, you know, really, if you are thinking about becoming a flipper or you want to be a flipper, make sure that you team up with somebody that
first give it a lot of thought.
Give it a lot of thought. But I would highly suggest that you team up, like this gentleman saying, you know, I want a mentor. It's not really a mentor. You need to team up with somebody that's done it before and go in partnership with somebody that has done it before, that knows what they're doing, and do the first, you know, 5 to 10 of them as a partner with somebody that's done it, so that you're getting their experience and their help and their knowledge, and you know that it's going to go well throughout it. Once you've done it 5 or 10 times, okay, now obviously you can do it yourself because now you're experienced, now you've learned. So don't go in there, you know, being stingy and wanting to take the full return for yourself, and then you end up in a mess. How about go in as a partner with somebody that's done it before? Go in with a contractor, go in with a real estate agent that has done it before. That is the best advice I could possibly give anybody.
Okay, mom, 474747 to text the mortgage mom. You text the word mom first. That was sound advice right there, I think.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's just something that comes up a lot.
Don't jump in head first because you're going to bump your head. The water's too shallow.
Right? Absolutely.
Find an expert.
I like it. Great analogy, Barry.
Okay, 474747. Here's one hot off the presses. You haven't seen this one, so here's a cold one for you. From Jeanette, she says, I want to know how soon I can knock off our omissions. Does she mean commissions? I don't know. Maybe that was an autocorrect. I've never heard that before. We bought a property for $420, put down $21K with $40K in equity. Already the property was appraised at $460.
Okay. I think maybe she's trying to figure out how to get rid of her mortgage insurance. So I don't know where that spell correct.
I think omissions is insurance. If you spell insurance wrong.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I'm thinking autocorrect changed her up a little bit in her text message. I'm going to guess that she's talking about mortgage insurance or PMI.
It's a word problem for you.
Right. Exactly. Let's get out the Scrabble board right now. Right. But I'm going to guess that that's what she's talking about. And there are ways to get rid of mortgage insurance, even if you don't have a full 20% equity. I've said that numerous times before. You do have to call me. We have to figure out what is the interest rate on your current loan right now. now? What is the monthly payment that you are making? And can we get you into a loan with no mortgage insurance at the same payment or better, maybe lower, for it to make sense or for it to happen? So, you know, I like that she's already got some equity built up there. That's fantastic. Remember, everybody out there listening, that even if you buy a home at a great price and the day after you close, your home is worth more than what you bought it for, we cannot use that new appraised value in a refinance until 6 months after you've closed. We are required by guideline to use the actual purchase price for the first 6 months. So if we want to use new built up equity, we need to wait 6 months since you bought the home. So that is one just piece of advice that kind of goes along with this text message. But we can definitely talk, depending on her situation and scenario, there may be a way for us to do that refinance, get rid of that mortgage insurance.
And you can talk to the Mortgage Mom by calling 844-935-3634. And hey, if it's been on your mind for a while, right now, go to your phone and set a reminder for next Saturday at 7 a.m. to call the Mortgage Mom and ask your question live. We're here every Saturday morning and most of the weekday, too, at 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. Let's do one more before our guest comes in, okay?
Hey, we're not here most of the weekday. We're here
all
every
of the weekday.
Yeah.
Well, you know, 3 a.m. Mortgage Mom is different from 3 p.m. Mortgage
No,
Mom,
but I do so. Have a call service that answers 24/7. So even when I am sleeping at 3 in the morning, if you're thinking about it, it's on your mind. Maybe you do work, you know, overnight shifts. Maybe you, get off early, super early in the morning. Call, leave a message, because when I get into the office at 8:30 in the morning, I will give you a call back. The problem is that we all take time for ourselves, and it always seems to happen after hours. It's always a Saturday. It's always a Sunday. It's always in the evening or early in the morning that we're thinking about what we need to do to take care of ourselves. Because when we get to work, we get to the job, we're busy. And then all of a sudden the day is over and you feel like, oh my goodness, I can't get through to anybody. So that is why I've actually got the call service that does answer 24/7. And you can leave a message, because while you're thinking about it and it's fresh is when you want to do it. If you want to send me that email, that's why email is so great. It doesn't matter if that email comes over at 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning. You're going to get a response from me when I'm back in the office that next morning, but you're going to get the answer that you need because you were thinking about it right then. So don't hesitate, guys, to call. The number is always answered. If I'm not in, there is still somebody that's going to take your information and we will get back to you.
Even if you're not ready to buy a home, you can still call 844-935-3634. Or drop Mom a text,
yeah,
like this one did here from the 909.
Yeah, so they can text the word Mom to 474747. They're going to get a response from me that says, you know, how can I help you? And then they can go ahead and start to ask questions. The other really cool thing about texting Mom is that there is the link to my phone app. And the phone app we haven't talked about in a really long time, but there are so many valuable tools there. There's a payment calculator for every kind of loan. Do you not have your full 20% down payment? You want to know what that mortgage insurance is going to cost you? Well, the phone app will actually calculate that for you. Do you want to use your VA loan? You want to know what that payment would look like? Well, VA loans are calculated differently than conventional loans. So the phone app has all of the calculators that you could need. It has an affordability calculator. So if you're trying to get an idea what might I maybe qualify for, it gives you a really good idea. It's an approximate. It, obviously, when you call me and we talk and we get down, you know, nitty gritty, you're going to qualify for more than what that phone app will tell you. But it gives
some people like to do it themselves.
Well, they need a place to start. Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then obviously
level one home buyer.
Right. Level one home buyer. Or if you want to go back to previous episodes, you can listen to my podcast right there from the phone app. You can call me from the phone app. And hey, you can email me, which is what I love. So you can literally, click on email Debbie and it's right there and you can get in touch with me. So pretty simple, but the phone app's really great. If you don't download it, save it to your home screen, not a big deal, but you can then start asking questions through text. So that's simple.
Cool. Okay. Here's Jesus from Colton.
Okay.
He's got a text. He says, good morning. I asked these questions, but I missed your show. I'm sorry. Here they are again. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Number one, is it better or easier to buy land and build a home on it or to buy land with a home on it already?
It is easier to buy a house with the home on it already, the land. So when you do buy land, typically, a lot of times, you're going to pay cash for that land. There are some banks that will do land financing, but there's very, very few. Very few. It's not the way that it used to be. And so now you've got this land, and then what? So now you've got to find a contractor. You've got to get all of the plans drawn up, the blueprints, the architect. You know, you've got to, sometimes you've got to get in your city water, your well, your electricity, whatever it is that you're doing.
I'm
where
already
the property,
stressed out about it.
It is very stressful.
All of those things.
And then not only that, but then now you've got to find a construction loan. And construction loans are far different than just getting a normal, you know, typical mortgage loan. So is it easier to buy a home that is already built? Absolutely. Can you buy land and build a home? Of course. But it is, you know, the question was, which one is more difficult? And it is definitely more difficult to buy the land and try to build your own custom home.
Unless you want a parallelogram house or something, then you have to draw it yourself. question number two, he says, I filed bankruptcy 2 years ago and already doing well with rebuilding my credit.
Fantastic.
How long do you recommend to wait to attempt to purchase a home, and at what credit score?
Okay. So again, we talked about this a little bit earlier in the show. There is really no credit score guideline. It's just going to depend on the loan program that we put him in and, you know, how much money does he have for down payment, et cetera. As far as a bankruptcy goes, a lot of times we do have loans that you only need 1 year past bankruptcy, depending on what the reason for the bankruptcy was. So I talked about this, I don't know, moons ago. It's something that hasn't come up a lot, which is why I love that people ask questions, because it kind of guides our show. But if you've had extenuating circumstances, so, you know, someone passed away and you lost income, someone lost a job and you lost income, whatever that extenuating circumstance could have been, there could have been somebody got very ill and there was a lot of medical bills. All of a sudden you got stressed out and you had to file bankruptcy. That happens. Life happens. When it's extenuating circumstances, you can absolutely buy a home after 1 year of discharge from the bankruptcy. So there's a filing date and then later it gets discharged. We always go from the discharge date. If it was not extenuating circumstances, you just got in over your head, you made some mistakes and you needed a clean slate, then we do have loans that can get you in 2 years after that bankruptcy from the discharge date. So, you know, I would highly suggest that if you're within that 1 to 2 year period, even if you're not quite ready today, that's why I always tell people it's about a roadmap. It's about a plan. It's about a plan of action, knowing when you want to be able to buy. So what is that date you want to be in your home by? We need to plan in advance for that. How much money are you going to need down? Based on your income, how much will you qualify for? So that you know that you're looking in the right price range as you're, you know, checking out Redfin and Zillow late at night sitting in bed. You know, those are very important things to understand that you can even qualify for that property when we get you to the point that you have all of the pieces of the puzzle in place. And how do we get all the pieces of the puzzle in place? It's to talk about them in advance, so that you can be doing what you need to do. If you're rebuilding your credit after a bankruptcy, we need to make sure that you have zero late payments since that bankruptcy. As soon as you have a late payment after your bankruptcy, you're killing yourself. We want to make sure that you've got enough credit reestablished. We want to make sure we've got a couple credit cards and a couple of loans on there. And, you know, we want to make sure that you're prepared. So it's all about a consultation. Go to my website, super easy, mortgagemomradio.com. Don't forget the radio. You won't get to the right website, mortgagemomradio.com. On the right-hand side at the very top corner, you'll see a big apply button. Apply for the loan. What's going to happen is that we're going to call you and we're going to say, hey, you applied for the loan. Fantastic. Let's get a consultation on the books. Let's talk. And we're not going to pull your credit. We're not going to do anything without having that conversation with you first. But you're going to get everything ready and prepared for me so that we can have a really great conversation and we can make that roadmap and that plan.
Okay, up next on Mortgage Mom Radio, we're going to get deep into trusts.
We're going to get
is
deep
right?
into trusts, family trusts, yes, which is very, very important if you own a home. And if you own a home right now and you don't have a trust, stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. This is very, very important. We're going to have Krista on. She's a trust attorney, and you guys can't miss this piece. It's going to be really good.